It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Driftwood Lanes Baskin-Robbins, Nassari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boyette State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. And now your host of the Coach Maddox Show, Brad Haworth.
Welcome into week 9 of the high school football season. Final home game of the year for the Mountain Home Bombers tonight as Searcy's in town. We'll get things kicked off with the Coach Brian Maddox Show when we continue here in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Tradition is something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company has been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for 4 generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go: Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation. Fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
When you need tires, you need to check out Highway 160 Pit Stop in Gainesville. Highway 160 Pit Stop carries the major brands of tires for your vehicle. They also have agricultural tires and they repair tires. They also offer oil changes. They fix brakes and do front-end repair and alignments. Highway 160 Pit Stop is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5, and they're there Saturday mornings from 8 to noon if you can't make it during the week. Highway 160 Pit Stop, located at 166 First Street in Gainesville.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
We are back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, hey, first of all, congratulations on your first win as a high school head coach last week.
Thank you. Yeah, that felt great to get one, and the kids needed it. It was, you know, obviously with the season we've had, you know, the kids deserve some success. They put a lot of time, a lot of work in, and it's just good to see the smiling faces after the game. And it was one of those nights, too, where you could get a lot of kids in, get them some playing time, some experience, and it was a great night for the Bombers, no doubt.
It's been a fun week since then, hasn't it?
It has. It's funny how a win, you know, regardless of how your season's going, you know, that next morning feels better, and then the week of practice, you know, the kids, their spirits are up, and it was good. It was a good shot in the arm for us, and it has. It's been a great week of practice.
We knew going in that Hall was a team that gave up a lot of points, a lot of yards, and boy, it didn't take long for Mountain Home to set the tone last Friday night.
Right. You know, it's, you know, after the game, their coach said, you guys, I'm surprised that you have one win right now. He said, you guys are a very good team compared to, you know, some of these other teams we played in the conference. And, you know, he said, probably some tough luck with injuries and things like that. And I just nodded and smiled and said, you bet. And I said, but we're starting to play better too. You know, it's the group right. that we have out there starting to get some continuity. And, you know, and yes, Hall is not the power of the conference. I know that. But we played very well. And I think it had we played Pine Bluff or anybody in the conference, I think we'd have been able to compete with them. Clicking on offense, clicking on defense, special teams came through. And, you know, it was just one of those nights where you come out and execute, good things can happen. And that's us. If we can be consistent and do what we do well, we can hang in the game with anybody.
You know, it's funny because we talked on the show the last couple of weeks about drives and how you like to establish drives, eat up the clock. And we joked last week about, you know, you had like a, I think it was a four-play drive to start the game against Marion.
Right.
He said, that was great, but we want the long drives. And then you came out this Friday night, you scored so quickly, and your first four drives, Bob and I were kind of laughing on the air and in the booth about that.
Well, that's, you know, it. Coach West is our defensive coordinator, and every week he and I, just even in the hallway, you know, bumping shoulders, I always look at him and say, I know 3.5 yards, no more, no less. And it's so funny because he says no more. 3.5 yards per play, no more. And I always tell him, I'll take more.
Exactly.
We'll just take 3.5 or more. And he doesn't want to get in shootouts, and same reason I don't want to get in shootouts, and because it, you know, depth. And
right.
But, we've reached a point where I don't care. Get the thing in the end zone, and we'll try to stop them on defense. So it was fun to have that kind of a night to get the big plays, and I actually think that was a big difference in the game. It could have gone totally different if we didn't jump on them early, if they'd have scored first. You know, there's a lot of things that you give Hall some momentum. They have some playmakers, and you know, we're one of the first teams, I think, you know, watching the film, they got everybody they played on a deep ball or a big play of some sort, and they didn't get us on one. And
right.
So it was, you know, we did play well, but I think they got their heads down. You know, it's been a rough year for them, and
right.
So for us to go out there and have those big plays early and then get that onside kick, I say onside kick, the pooch kick and recover it, you know, it's 21-0. They've had the ball once.
Exactly.
And that was huge for momentum, and, you know, I hate to say this, but I felt like they kind of laid down a little bit after that.
Yeah.
But I'm just really proud of the kids for the way they came out of the starting gate.
You know, it was so cool because you started so fast, and I got to looking back during a timeout during the game. 20 points was the highest offensive output so far in the season, and you eclipsed that in 7 minutes Friday
night. Right, right.
That was cool.
It was fun to just get to score that number of points, and you uh-huh. know, and we scored 49, didn't miss an extra point.
Right.
And that's something that, and on a field like that.
Yes.
You know, it's tough on a kicker. I've been there myself. When I was in high school, I played quarterback and I kicked. And, you know, you get on a field like that, it's hard to keep your footing. You know, there's holes. You know, it's hard. It's hard. And to go perfect on extra points, that was huge too. But we scored 49 points, and we were nice about it, to be honest with you. We probably could have gotten the 50s and maybe even 60s if we really wanted to. That's not what we're about,
right.
You know, at all. But that was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Talk about the field. You mentioned it briefly there. That's something – I know we've got the practice field behind the high school here, but still the playing conditions there, Scott, is totally different. You can't prepare for that at all.
Right. Yeah, it's – well, I don't know how else to say it other than to say it. It's not in very good shape. The right. field isn't. I love the field, and everybody always rolls their eyes at me. You know, you've got that view overlooking that part of Little Rock,
uh-huh.
and so you see some of the tall buildings. You see – I think that's – Catholic High School over there off to
right.
the right, and then it's you can see War Memorial, uh-huh. I believe that's War Memorial
yep,
over there.
It is.
You know, so it but it's got a nice view to it. The field, the surface of the field is not in very good shape, but our high school practice fields behind the high school, they look like the fairways at Augusta National Golf Course compared to the surface at Scott Field down there. And I'd like to see them at some point get turf down. I think that's been in the works. But those, you know, you know, I don't know. I'm one of those guys that likes to get on the grass field. We went to Jacksonville. I loved it on that grass field. Just, you know, it takes you back, I guess, to when we played as coaches, you know.
Right.
But, it was fun. It was a fun atmosphere. I don't mean to, you know, I like that stuff. And then some of the kids said, I like, you know, it's like I'm in my backyard. And
right.
So.
I tell you what, I'm going to say this, and people think I'm crazy. I'm glad seeing Hall going out of the conference now, because Kipchoge Van Hoos, the new coach down there, I got a feeling he's going to get that thing turned around.
I do too. Their senior night ceremony, because that was a senior night for them. Some of the responses the kids had written down were really, really. I thought, you know, it just pointed to his leadership and his character. He's been spending a lot of time with those kids away from school, away from football practice, just being a mentor and building relationships. And some of the assistant coaches, we were talking to them before and after the game, and very impressed with the character of their kids, their attitude, their upbeat attitude, and he knows football, and I do, and I want it for him. I want them to get going. It's been tough for them over the years, and he treated us with a lot of respect. He's a first-class guy. I agree with you. I think at some point that's going to get going for them. Yep.
We're going to take a break. Come back. We'll have more here in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Let Wells Fargo Advisors help you get on track and stay on track for better retirement. Combining innovative technology with old-fashioned questions and answers, we frame your investment objectives around your life goals and priorities. We measure your progress each step of the way and can easily make changes whenever your life or the market changes. It's real-life retirement planning, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Matty, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
8 years in a row, winner for the best plumbing company in the Twin Lakes area is Dewey & Sons Plumbing. That's right, Dewey & Sons is number one again. Alfred and Chad Dewey and their staff want to say thank you for your continued trust in them. When it comes to plumbing, call the number one plumbing company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, located on Highway 5 North in Mountain Home. Call the plumber number, 425-4868. That's the plumber number, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons Plumbing, serving the Twin Lakes area for over 39 years.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, we talked about the playing field, the conditions there at Scott Field last week. Not a whole lot of room to get changed there either, is there?
No. the locker room was pretty small, and so when we first got there, and of course kids need to use the restroom coming off the bus, and you know, we had to go find the public one, because the one in the locker room was out of service, Anyway, it was. We ended up basically staying outside before the game and at halftime, just out there in the grass area.
Right.
But I don't think that's, and I still, and I'm old fashioned on some things, and this is one of them. I don't think it's bad for kids to see, be reminded how good they have it here. We've got phenomenal community support. We've got great facilities, and I just think sometimes you go to a place like that where the facilities aren't as nice, and it makes your kids that much more appreciative of what they have.
You bet. Several things from the game itself we want to talk about, and that's, Junior and Isaac both had big nights. Junior got the five touchdowns, which I don't know if that I mean, a huge night for him, obviously.
Right.
They both are over, well over 150 yards rushing. It was fun to watch those two work.
Oh, it was. And, you know, it's as the season's progressed, of course, on Sundays we game plan, but we also self-scout. You know, we scout our opponents, but we self-scout. And I think I said this last week, you know, we have three true option plays right now in our offensive package, and those three plays head and shoulders above the others. We're averaging the most yards, so we have really just tried to hit those three in practice over and over and over, and those two got going. They are absolutely clicking right now, and I hope it continues. You know, Isaac's reading the option really well. He's going to give it or he's going to keep it depending on what the defense does, and there's, you know, we're reading somebody different on every play, and we hit at different points just based off what the defense lines up in, and those two are just – they're great football players, but to see them gel the way they have is – it's fun to watch, and I hope that continues. It's, you know, the option football, and you go back to when Coach Patrick was here. You know, we went to the state championship game. We started 0-4.
Yep.
We started slow. I always remember that about when he was here. We usually didn't come out of the gates early on in the season, but as the season went on, we just got better and better. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. I don't want to jinx it, but I think offensively right now we're really starting to click.
I want you to talk about the drive in the fourth quarter. You were able to get some substitutes in there,
yes.
And I tell you what, they played very well.
We did. It essentially was the same group of kids that have been playing in some of our JV games, and, boy, they just went right down the field. You know, and Shane McDonald, he's been in the program all the way through. He had an injury earlier in the year and, you know, finally got back healthy. And to see him get out there and just carry the ball and take it down the field, he was hitting it in there hard and get a touchdown, that was awesome. You know, Sam Krager, he's one of those kids. He's there every day, does everything you ask, and you know, he hasn't gotten the playing time. I don't think he would like, probably, but he's kept a great attitude, and he makes us better every day in practice. And to see him get out there, we were running behind him quite a bit, and offensive line did a great job. And of course, Jim Strider, it doesn't hurt for him to get out there and get more reps. And we got Eric Peterson in. It was a good night to get more kids in.
It was. Let's talk about the defense. We'll talk about the late touchdown later, but let's talk about the defense, because essentially throw a shutout and give up under until that late touchdown, which again was a special play, give up under 100 yards on the night.
Our defense, and again, I don't want to jinx anything. We've been playing both sides of the ball, offense and defense. I feel like have improved week, you know, just kind of week by week, and that's really what we're trying to do is just get better every single day. But, you know, Hunter Price, number one example, sophomore that I don't think thought he would be playing varsity football this year. I don't think he felt that way. Has come on, and you know, going back to Marion, and now this week he's getting better and better every time he plays. Got a nice interception for us. You know, and James Swartz. You know, talking about some of these younger kids. You know, you put Isaac McKay out there with Brad Liddy in the secondary, so they're surrounded. They got two seniors with them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good for the seniors, and I think that's good for the sophomores. And, you know, we're seeing more and more of that on defense. Dakota Tolbert's playing more. You know, Gabe Henderson was out, couldn't go. And, you know, Cody Anderson's getting back out there. And it's, you know, that when they're surrounded by Luke Foreman, David Waymire, and Hayden Strider, and then you got Riley Peters at linebacker, it's leadership.
Right.
Guys out there that can, you know, they're nervous. Those younger guys, they're nervous, but when they're around guys that have been there, done that, it helps pick them up. And those kids just played really well. And I think it's a testament, too, to the defensive coaches we have, that they've seen what has worked and what has not worked for us over the season. And, you know, they're making adjustments, getting more people towards the line of scrimmage, trying to take away the screen game and some of the zone read stuff. Anyway, it's just a total group effort. Everybody's getting better, and it's fun to watch.
Let's talk about the play late in the fourth quarter. Jalen Sims, a young man, scores a 70-yard touchdown for Little Rock Hall, and that was fun to watch. I know something that you and Coach Van Hoosen talked about before the game, right?
He did. He talked to me before the game, and he had sent me an email Friday, and, of course, I didn't see it. We're traveling, and just he kind of requested, and, you know, special player on their team. He's a special needs student that he's there all the time, and he's been really great for the kids. You know, from the standpoint of he helps, he's always got a positive attitude. It's one thing he kept saying, just everything's positive. He's a happy kid. He's got a smile on his face all the time, and he helps pick the kids up in the bad times, and he's the first one to celebrate in the good times. And anyway, but he just said, you know, senior night, can we, you know, any way we can possibly get him the ball? And I said, you bet, coach, no doubt. And so he had a timeout. You know, he mentioned to the officials, and officials came over, and it was just great for everybody, and it was fun to watch. And you know, boy, he celebrated too after he scored the touchdown. And it, you know, he was really into the band, and he was kind of dancing over there on the side afterwards, and just big smile on his face. It made my whole night, to be honest with you.
I tell you what, it was ear to ear over there on that sideline after he scored.
You see that his teammates' reaction, you know, to how happy they were for him.
Right.
Just, I don't know. It's those are the special moments in coaching and in athletics. You know, it's one I'll always remember, to be honest with you.
You bet. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk about Searcy in town tonight for more conference action when we continue here on the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Tradition. It's something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company's been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
When you need tires, you need to check out Highway 160 Pit Stop in Gainesville. Highway 160 Pit Stop carries the major brands of tires for your vehicle. They also have agricultural tires and they repair tires. They also offer oil changes. They fix brakes and do front end repair and alignments. Highway 160 Pit Stop is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5, and they're there Saturday mornings from 8 to noon if you can't make it during the week. Highway 160 Pit Stop, located at 166 First Street in Gainesville.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian Searcy's in town tonight. We talked earlier in the show about how well the defense has been playing. And, boy, you're going to get another test here tonight with Searcy, aren't you?
They better be. yeah, you know, they've got their offense is phenomenal. And we've played a lot of great offenses this year. Some senior-heavy offenses, a lot of senior quarterbacks this year.
Yes.
And we've seen some that have just that make you say, wow, with their athletic ability, they can run, they can throw. This one is he's not a dual threat guy. He's more of a Tom Brady pocket passer type. And he, from what I understand, LSU is looking really hard at him.
Wow.
And so that tells you what type of quarterback he is. And watching him on film, he can thread the needle with that football. He's with some zip on it. He's got really good arm strength. He's accurate. and he's got the situational intelligence. He can, you know, he can go to his third option, and that's pretty impressive for a high school kid to be able to check it down. Okay, option one's not there, option two's not there, and you see him scanning with his eyes, and just his feet, his footwork, his balance. He's always, his pocket presence is phenomenal. So a big challenge there with him. Got an offensive line in front of him that if they didn't have a quarterback, if they didn't have receivers that could run routes, they could just get behind that offensive line and run it and have a lot of success. It's a really good offensive line that protects him. Got a good running back next to him. They've got some, I believe it was Augusta. They've got some kids from Augusta,
right,
that moved in. And and then they've got another one from Batesville, Southside, that played on their basketball team that also, I guess, wanted to play football at Searcy. I don't know what in the world made him move to Searcy, but the Alcorn kid, he's a special athlete. So they've got a phenomenal receiving core to go along with the quarterback. It's the most complete offense I think we've seen. I would say they look better on film than Pine Bluff did.
So, obviously, with four wide receivers set, them throwing the ball all the time, what kind of changes do you have to make defensively tonight to face that?
Well, number one, and this isn't easy to do in high school football, but number one, you don't want to give him the same look over and over. You know, we've done some things where we've rolled our coverage, you know, to the field and back into the boundary. You know, you get some linebackers showing blitz and back out. And just trying to bait him into some throws and see if you can undercut the routes with your linebackers. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a tough challenge. I'll be honest with you, they'll score. They're going to score some points. They're to that level. I think you know that going in. You're trying to minimize the damage that they can do and make it hard on them. Take away what they're good at. But they've got some speed to beat you vertically too. So if you come up too tight to the line of scrimmage, they'll throw screens. They'll throw a screen or a little 5-yard stick route 15 times in a row if you give them the cushion to do it. So they just bait you to come up and play them a little tighter, and then they go over the top. So our defense is really, it's, you know, we're not going to do a lot. We're not going to run a lot of coverages, but we're going to mix up our coverages just a little bit. And nobody has gotten to him. Nobody's gotten pressure on him. That's one of the things you'd like to try to do. We're hoping the weather helps us.
Right.
Cold temperatures and, you know, hoping for some wind and, you know, precipitation wouldn't hurt my feelings a bit. Hopefully that'll help us out too. You know, and if our offense can get some drives where we hold the football and he sits over there and gets cold, maybe get him out of rhythm. Who knows? And hopefully they don't travel well. That's one thing we have going for us too.
Let's talk about defensively for the Lions. Tell us about them.
Well, they are, you know, just watching them on film, they're kind of a 3-4. You know, it turns into a 5-2 when you play against an offense like ours. And they don't really get out of it a whole lot. They seem to just want to sit in that base defense, and they'll send some blitzes here or there. Of course, as I sit here and say this, who knows if they haven't just worked up a defense for the option this week that you wouldn't be able to see coming because they haven't played anybody else that runs the option. So, it's hard to say on our end what we're going to get. My experience is it's always wise when you're an option team to look at the film from last year because usually that's what you get.
Right.
Most coaches have a certain way they like to defend the option, and this is, you know, exact same staff they had last year. I would think we're going to get that same 5-2. Good defensive linemen, speed in the secondary, linebackers that'll get downhill and hit you. They got a good defense, too, to go with it. They've got a chance in the playoffs to make some noise if they play well. It's a good team.
We're going to take a break. We'll have more here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Let Wells Fargo Advisors help you get on track and stay on track for better retirement. Combining innovative technology with old-fashioned question and answers, we frame your investment objectives around your life goals and priorities. We measure your progress each step of the way and can easily make changes whenever your life or the market changes. It's real-life retirement planning, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Matty, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
8 years in a row, winner for the best plumbing company in the Twin Lakes area is Dewey & Sons Plumbing. That's right, Dewey & Sons is number one again. Alfred and Chad Dewey and their staff want to say thank you for your continued trust in them. When it comes to plumbing, call the number one plumbing company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, located on Highway 5 North in Mountain Home. Call the plumber number, 425-4868. That's the plumber number, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons Plumbing, serving the Twin Lakes area for over 39 years.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold, just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. We're back on the Coach Brian Mannix Show. The Bombers getting set to take on the Lions of Searcy tonight. Brian, the last home game of the season, it means it's senior night, kind of a bittersweet night, isn't it?
It is. It's, you know, and when you have the number of seniors we have this year, and so many of them have been in the program all the way through, they even played youth football. I mean, you know, when I say the program, I mean 7 through 12, but almost, I'm trying to think of what the number was, like 17 of these kids played peewee football.
Wow.
In Mountain Home. So, you know, this is one of those classes. Their parents, if you know, a lot of these parents, football is their, it's their love, it's their passion. It's a family thing for so many of these kids. And so this is a senior night that definitely, I would imagine you'll see tears, you know, probably before, during, and after the game from a lot of the parents. And I can't imagine, you know, my son, I'm sure, will be there. And, you know, it's tough for parents, obviously, as to watch their kids get older and get ready to move on. But, you know, these are great kids that deserve a big crowd tonight. And, you know, they've had a great week of practice. We've tried to let them and, you know, make it a fun environment. You know, of course, I've said this a million times. They love their music and they love to dance. And, you know, last week they finally convinced me into playing music at practice for a little bit. And we did it just for the drill work. Now, when we were doing team, guys, you need to be able to hear us and whatever. And, well, anyway, this week we went a step further with it, and we let them listen to it during team. And I'll tell you what, those knuckleheads, it was – you talk about the intensity getting better. And Coach Kreiner, he said, I'll tell you what, guys, if you keep practicing this hard, we'll just keep playing the music. So it was a win-win, but in between plays, they're dancing out there, of course. That's This is the dancingest group of kids you've ever seen. And it's – but, you know, I had this group in junior high as a coach. And,
right.
You know, it's emotional for me, too. I mean, that's something over the years I've – you know, the first soccer team I ever had for 4 years, you know, at the end of the season, I went home and teared up like a baby, you know, and I asked my wife, I said, I don't know what the world's wrong with me. I'm getting soft or whatever it is. And she made a good point. She said, you've known a lot of these kids for a long time.
Right.
And, you know, coaches get attached to the kids too. And I guess that's all I'm saying there is it's an emotional night and hopefully we can send them out, you know, with a great night, a great senior night experience. They deserve it.
They do. Well, let's talk about the keys then. What do you have to do to get a win tonight?
Well, and I chuckle. It's the same thing every week for us. It's we have got to drive the football. We've got to get points out of our drives. And we're going to have to find a way to get some stops. They're going to go hurry up, no huddle, and they go fast. I've seen them slow it down at times, but they're a really fast hurry up, no huddle. So we got to get lined up on defense. We've got to make sure that we're getting to our coverage lanes, and we've got to tackle. We've got to cover the pass and tackle. I mean, it's really that's the name of the game as much as they throw it. When they do run it, you know, we've got to make sure our run fits are solid. But it is. It's getting to the ball and tackling tonight. And, you know, they're going to try to onside it. I have a feeling every time they kick it off because they know we're going to try to keep the ball from them. they feel like they can outscore us, so they're willing to roll the dice. We got to recover the onside kicks. You know, it wouldn't hurt us to get a, you know, turnover, a big play of that nature. I think we're going to generate some big plays to win the game. And ball security, and, you know, it's the same formula for us each week. But got to play with passion, play with energy tonight, and you know, that's something that these kids will do.
All right. Brian, appreciate it.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
Brian Maddox, head coach of the Bombers. We'll take a break. We'll join you live for Bomber Stadium coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Baskin Robbins, Nassari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boyette State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. Stay tuned, there's more pregame to come here on Classic Hits 101.7.